With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has finalized new renewable fuel standards that increase biofuel blending requirements and aim to strengthen domestic energy production. That coming from a federal announcement. The rule, part of the Federal Renewable Fuel Standard Program, sets new volume targets for 2026 and 27 and is expected to boost demand for ethanol, biodiesel, and other renewable fuels. Officials said the standards are designed to reduce reliance on foreign oil while supporting U.S. farmers and rural economies. Today's announcement is truly historic for our nation's farmers and energy producers. These numbers represent the highest levels of biofuels ever required to be blended into our fuel supply. That coming from Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins. The policy also includes measures intended to prioritize domestically produced biofuels over imports, reinforcing energy security goals. The renewable fuel standard requires refiners to blend renewable fuels into the nation's fuel supply or purchase credits to comply. Industry groups have closely watched the rule, which influences commodity markets, fuel prices, and investment decisions across agriculture and energy sectors. U.S. farmers expected to plant fewer corn acres this spring and shift more land to soybeans as rising input costs continue to pressure farm budgets, analysts say. Higher fertilizer and diesel prices, driven in part by global geopolitical tensions, have made corn more expensive to produce than soybeans, which require less nitrogen. As a result, producers are adjusting planting decisions to manage financial risk. The shift comes as farm income is projected to decline for a fourth consecutive year. According to economists, lower commodity prices and elevated input costs have squeezed margins across much of the farm sectors. Market analysts say the acreage changes could influence grain supplies later this year, potentially supporting corn prices if production falls. Planting decisions remain fluid, however, as farmers weigh weather conditions, input availability, and market volatility ahead of the spring planting season. Uncertainty surrounding the next farm bill continues as lawmakers remain divided on several key agricultural and nutrition policy issues. Members of Congress from both parties agree on the need to update farm programs, but disagreements over funding levels, nutrition assistance, and regulatory provisions have slowed progress. Reports say key sticking points include the future of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, disaster aid funding, and proposals to expand year-round sales of higher ethanol blends such as E15. Farm groups have urged Congress to act quickly, citing financial stress among producers and the need for policy certainty ahead of planting season. Without a new farm bill, many existing programs will continue under temporary extensions, leaving long-term policy questions unresolved. Lawmakers have indicated negotiations are ongoing, but no clear timeline has emerged for final passage. Severe weather across much of the central United States is raising concerns for farmers as spring planting season begins. Forecasters report a recent pattern of strong storms, including tornadoes and heavy rainfall, along with sharp temperature swings that could disrupt field work and damage infrastructure. Wet conditions in some areas may delay planting, while high winds and storms pose risk to farm buildings and equipment. Reports show that livestock producers also face challenges from rapidly changing weather conditions. Timely planting is critical for crop yields, and prolonged delays could affect production potential for key commodities such as corn and soybeans. The volatile weather outlook adds another layer of uncertainty for producers already dealing with tight margins and fluctuating input costs. Meteorologists say conditions could remain active in the coming weeks as seasonal patterns shift. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.